When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my, now I'm here at last.
Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Right. Mid-temple rub.
We had 3 days and we're still 10 minutes late. I swear to God. It's like I looked at the clock and went, oh my God, we're still late. Whatever. We can't.
We try. We do our best.
So we're trying this something new. We're trying out Mondays for the Facebook Live, and we're switching it from mornings to now, midday.
Yeah.
Thought we'd see how that worked.
Just because we did it in the morning for 20-some years doesn't mean we have to continue to do that.
Exactly. You know what? Interesting. I was at a meeting this week, and this kind of falls in line with that. And she was talking, one of the speakers was talking about when everybody came back in to sit down and talk, she made everybody change seats. And something that she used to be an instructor or teacher herself. And she said, when you are sitting in the same place every day, your mind is comfortable in that place mm-hmm. because it knows its surroundings. It knows where things are. And it also doesn't pay attention. And so changing your seat helps you learn. So moving your furniture helps you learn, you know, just moving things around a little bit. It makes you more aware and you pay more attention to things because things aren't where they were, even if it's subconsciously. So you're sitting next to a different person. You have a different view of the board.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I could see a wall I wasn't looking at before. Everything changed when she made us move.
Is that why you feel kind of juiced up when you rearrange the furniture in your living room or the furniture in your office? You just feel like a different vibe for a while. And I do it a lot.
You know, it's like people walk in, they're like, oh, you changed your office again. I'm like, why would you not? I don't understand, but I never knew there was actually science behind it. So now I feel validated. But she said, you know, it goes along with anything that you do every day the same way, you probably aren't paying attention to a lot of things that are going on around you. Like, okay, remember we had Miss Cynthia we used to work with and she drove to work a different way every time. She thought she was being followed, but that's a whole nother story. But anyway,
I
don't think she was either, but there is something to that driving to work a different way or going home a different way. You see things that you didn't notice before.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So just a thought, it isn't just a crazy, just a wacky wackadoodle thing to do to take a different way home. It actually is good for your head. It's good for your brain to kind of move things or like you said, change your desk around.
Yeah.
Get a different view of things.
So maybe if you get to your destination, like we've all done this before and you realize, I don't even remember driving past whatever. I don't even remember getting in the car. It's time to flip it up a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. And at first I used to move my furniture around strictly. It was utilitarian because I had to get the dust bunnies. So it was like, well, while I'm doing it, I may as well just shake things up a little bit and see if I can come up with a better plan or a better way to have everything laid out. But anyway, just something that I learned secondarily at this conference. And it was pretty, I was like, God, that's kind of cool. Cause remember we used to have the fight all the time about who parked where in the old parking lot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Who's parked in my spot.
Here's another little parking dealy. Mm-hmm. My phone's about ready to die.
That's all right. You go right ahead. Okay. Go ahead and take care of it.
There's a little parking situation we got going here at the office. So for whatever reason, my stupid body, I cannot sleep past like 7 o'clock. I just can't, or even 6 o'clock. I try, but I haven't
You know what? You need more animals in your house. That will give you something to do. I get up at 6 o'clock and by the time I take care of everybody, I'm lucky to make it to work by 8.
Well, I need animals that need attention every single day, like letting a dog out because the cats just take care of themselves.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I need a higher maintenance pet.
Apparently, you need some jobs. You need some hobbies
I do.
that would give you other things to think about. But yes, I understand what you're going with this, but go right ahead.
Well, so then at our office, like right when you pull in, there are like reserved places, right? There's like whoever certain part of the lease, you get a reserved place for that office. And we have a couple, right? For Bill and Chris.
Who don't ever park in them, by the way.
Right. Whoever. Yeah, exactly. So those should be up for grabs, but that's for the company.
That's
for the company meeting. Yeah. they maybe need to be for like employee of the month or whatever. Anyway, that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but one of the people, so there were four, one of the people downstairs moved out, like the, not in our company, but another company that had them. So that now parking space in the middle of all the reserved ones is open. It's fair game because there's not a sign there.
I've parked there.
So when I get here in the morning, usually I'm the first one here. There's another person in another office somewhere else here. So I'm the only one in the parking lot. And I don't park there. And I don't park like on the first free spot next to the reserved ones. I don't park there either. I park in the next one over. Because I feel like if I'm there that early and I park, first of all, in that spot, I'm being a total jerk. And then if I park on the first one right after the reserved ones, I feel, I don't know why, I'm guilty. So I park in the second one. So Bill had said the other day, he goes, it actually makes me mad when I see you park in that second spot. He goes, you're here early, park in the closer spot. And I just can't do it. I try.
You know what?
So bad.
It's almost insulting that you don't.
Is it?
It's almost rude.
Is it?
It's almost really pointing out, I was here so early that here, let me let you have my spot.
Oh, I see. Beth said this. She didn't say the same exact thing, but she thinks it's weird too. So I don't, last thing I want to do is
it draws more attention to you.
Really?
You don't park in it. It's like, unless, like, if you're not going to park in it, then park in the last row and walk.
Interesting.
Like, you know, like at stores, they typically, because we do have clients that come in, not only for us, but several other of the businesses. And a lot of places they'll ask all employees to park from the back to the front, unless you have a reserved spot to park in, so that clients can park in front, because our clients end up parking at the back row. That might be something else for the company meeting, that maybe we have a couple spots that are reserved that can rotate.
Let's not get crazy with asking us to park in the back parking lot. I like parking by the building because in the afternoon it shades the car and it's not 1,000 degrees inside my car. So let's just pump the brakes a little bit. I shouldn't have brought it up.
I'm just saying, maybe they could make the last row to balance it. They could put in some kind of, I don't want to say like a garage, but like a, what's a carport, like carport thing, you know, that, so you do get some shade or protection from the weather. So you get that benefit, but you still have to walk across the parking lot to get to the door. But then that puts your clients up closer to the door so they can just park and come in. Otherwise, your clients are the ones parking in the last row.
Who cares about clients though, ultimately?
I need to say that, and I'm sure Bill's going to love listening to this episode.
So,
so I'm just going to say, you probably shouldn't have brought it up, but
then
just go ahead and, I mean, that
I'll start parking close. I'll start parking.
Park in the spot that doesn't have a sign on it.
Yeah.
Cause that's the one that somebody left. And they took the sign down for that reserve spot. So nobody has it right now. That's where I've been parking when I can. I
feel like it's first class. Like there's, if I go by for a first class seat and it's empty and I'm in coach, I just can't go up and take that first class seat. That's
rude. I can't even talk about where I've been parking because I'll get arrested. So I'm not even going to bring that up. But yeah. I'm just say, but I do park in that spot if it's empty. I'll grab that spot that doesn't have a sign on it. That's that one that was
not anymore. Cause I'm going to be parking there. Cause I don't want to be a jerk.
Park in it. It's almost begging you to,
I know.
It's like you're first come park here. I'm free. And you can just whip right in there, back in even.
Absolutely not. No, I will park sideways in a handicap stall before I back in anywhere.
Why?
I can't do that. I can't bring myself to do that. And I know the practicality of doing it, but every time I see somebody backed in, not you, necessarily you, because I know your rural background, but I see somebody backing into a stall. I'm like, who the hell do you think you are? What, just park like a human being. And then, and especially when you're in a parking lot, like a lot, and you're waiting and this big truck, like he's got to and back in. It's like, dude, you're just pull in, please. We're at Sam's. It's Saturday at 3. Just pull in. We're not picking up livestock. Just pull in.
I like to back in. I do. Unless I'm at Sam's, if I'm at Sam's or Costco, I don't, because obviously you need to put all your crap in the back of the car.
Now Bennett does back in because back that in. Time that he that time they got in an accident when he pulled out like a rocket and got broadsided. So he has PTSD, so he backs in everywhere like a 55-year-old mailman.
But I've seen too many close calls when people are backing out, you know, like trying to back out and other people are zipping through the parking lot. You know, it's like just back in, because then you at least give yourself a fighting chance.
But anymore with reverse cameras, like there should be no reason not to you could just creep out if nobody's coming, but people are idiots.
There should be no reason, but even that. And then when you're backing out, there's still people that they see that you're going to back out and you see them and they just don't care. They just walk right. You know, it's like I wide berth. If I'm walking, I'm ultra like on high alert because I don't want anybody to panic because they think they almost hit me when I should be paying attention where I'm walking. But too funny. Okay. Now let me see. Oh, Warren, I was just thinking about you in my head because I was just going to mention how many people, because there's a couple of meetings I go to and now how many people back into our spots. And I don't know if it was because of me. And Warren just said, I never backed my vehicle in until I met you. Now it's a competition. And he has a big old truck. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So when I pulled in the other day, by the way, Warren, I noticed that you weren't pulled in. You didn't back in. And it had me worried because I didn't know if you just flew in on two wheels and you were late or what was going on because you were parked. You didn't back in.
So not only are you illegally parked, you're illegally backed in parked.
I back in, not you there.
Your ticket is more for that. That's like driving. That's like speeding in a construction zone.
No. But anyway, yeah. So off the parking, but to the parking thing one more time. He was late. That's funny. back to the whole parking thing at our parking lot. Yeah. You might want to see about that. Maybe we can come up with a new plan, a reward system or.
Well, I didn't realize people thought I was. That's probably why people look at me weird here is that they think I'm a big jerk that just thinks I'm better than.
Why are you parking over there? It's like, I don't know. I don't even know what it, because it, and on top of it, okay. So if you're a little OCD, also parking in the first spot makes sense. You grab the best spot available. That's just human nature, isn't it? When you pull into any parking lot, you grab the best spot available.
Yeah.
So to grab the second best. What is wrong with him?
Yeah.
What is
I guess I could kind of see that now. I guess it. It's almost like I'm letting the peasants who get here after me park in front of me because I'm holier than thou.
Here, have the other half of my sandwich. Yeah. I only took one bite out.
Yeah, okay, totally. I get it now. Man, what a jerk.
So anyway, so yeah, don't even worry about it. Just take it.
Okay.
People expect it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And it messes when people, when you don't do what's expected.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, before we go on, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, have you been to Lauritsen Gardens lately? I remember the first time I went there. Have you been there before, Pat?
A long time ago, yeah.
I mean, blows your mind. If you haven't been there before, it is amazing. But they have something going on right now for the kids, and it's called the Brick Live Brickosaurs, which is like Jurassic level, right? But for Omaha's Lauritsen Gardens. And they use these bricks. Oh, what, like 1.5 million bricks to make about 30 different dinosaur sculptures that are all around.
They're big. And it's not like little, tiny tabletop things. There are some. These are huge.
Huge. So you got the big old T-Rex, you got the Stegosaurus, the Triceratops. Like there's 30 different sculptures that are there. And it's going on now through the 12th of May. And just a little hint for you. Once you go to Lauritsen Gardens, if you've never been there, you're going to want to go back. And the membership is really inexpensive for all that you get. So you might look into just being a member because membership, you can go to this for free.
Right.
But you can get tickets too, and they're really reasonable as well.
LauritsenGardens.com. Sorry. LauritsenGardens.org/tickets. Go. But before you get to the tickets page, look at the pictures.
Yes.
On the front page, and you get an idea of what the size and scope and how cool this really is. And the fact that we've all been shut up inside for so long, and it's beautiful spring weather, and getting out to a place like Lauritsen Gardens just in general is a great idea for the family.
And as they said, I didn't write this, but I'm going to say it. It's a dynamite exhibit. Great.
How can you not say that when you're talking about dinosaurs?
It's a dynamite exhibit, so don't miss it. Christina, good morning or good afternoon. Yeah, it is still morning. She's talking about doing things, shaking things up a little. Once I decided to drive a different way to work, had a rock fly up and crack my windshield. Never again. Okay, I understand. People are thinking way too much about your parking, Pat.
Now, yeah, they are.
Well,
I agree.
That's probably true too. But I do remember that used to be a hot topic of conversation where we worked before, and that wasn't our fault. That was somebody else. Somebody else brought that to the table. So
I do feel like you fall into a natural flow of where you end up parking, and it's like somebody, Cam and Lucian, when Lucian, our new producer, started like 6 months ago, Cam parks in the back behind the building, and there's like, there's 55 spots, and Cam just parks in the same spot every time. Well, like Lucian's first week, he parked there and Cam was just in a twist. And I'm like, so they had a conversation and Lucian moved over. And it's like, you kind of naturally fall into like your game trail where you keep walking and you keep parking. And then when somebody parks there, you're like, whoa.
So, okay. So in that conversation, okay, the meeting that I was in where they were talking about this whole thing of shaking things up, part of hers was she was in a meeting and she apparently, being that person that she always tries to sit someplace she's not naturally drawn to, just in order to kind of shake up her own brain. So when you walk into a meeting, do you like, you look for the easiest chair to get into, or I look at, you know, where I can see the whole room, where I'm able to see everybody that's going on. And she went and she sat at the front of the table and somebody's like, well, that's the doctor's. That's where, you know, whoever that she was presenting or something she was going to be in a meeting with. And it's like, well, there's other chairs. You know, it's like at dinner. That's another thing she brought up for families. If you have your family, if you always sit in the same chairs, switch it up once in a while. See if that doesn't change conversation.
It's weird.
Because you're sitting in the same spot. So you have the same view. So you have the same conversations. So try it. Try sitting where somebody else sits and make them, you know, change seats and see if that doesn't change perspectives.
The vibe. Okay. Well, try
even subconsciously, not even say anything about it. I just grabbed it. You know, it's like, you know, nobody's names on these chairs, are they? You know, it's like, but you think about all the traditional settings.
I feel like it's be like wearing my mom's robe.
It's not like that.
It's weird. It's just weird. If I sat my mom's seat, this is weird.
But sometimes like moms tend to sit in the chair that's closest to the kitchen so they can get up and go do things. Right. Well,
that is true. I mean, at my house growing up, our table is in our kitchen. So she sat at the corner closest to the oven and the sink.
Exactly. They sit where they can be utilitarian again, where it makes it easier for them.
Yeah.
So maybe even for some people too, moving your dinner from the, like if you, I would be guilty of always eating in the kitchen table. I never use the dining room. The dining room is just, that would just be weird to eat in the dining room. That would shake things up too. Cause it's just like, this is kind of,
well, I think it, and especially if you're there by yourself, I would never eat in our dining room. If I was just there by myself, I wouldn't.
But like, I can see the TV directly from the dining room.
Oh, I could see that. Well, I just sit in the living room. See? I guess you have dogs and stuff that'll attack your plate. So you can't do that.
I need to get a little space. I mean, a little separate. If it's eaten over the sink, then so be it.
Yeah, fine.
But I just need a little separation. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I did bring a couple of those are all things we did not intend to talk about. I'm just going to throw that out there. Let me see here. I had a couple of stories, Omaha stories, that were kind of interesting. I thought one that came out a few days ago, and I saw Kevin Coffey had reposted this. And if you know Kevin Coffey, Omaha music guy with the World Herald forever.
Awesome,
and he has his Pops and Hisses podcast because he knows every artist that's ever been in Omaha. He has their contact info.
Yes,
right?
He does.
He has amazing. If you're a music person, you would love the podcast, Pops and Hisses, because he's talking about records. So that's a throwback also. Anyway, and really a throwback is what the story was. There was a post by Christine Gerber, is her name. She had posted it about new moves that UNMC is doing. They're trying to expand their student housing. And one of the things they're doing, apparently, they had asked for approval from the Board of Regents to build a 6-story building for student housing. But what was not in the story is the fact that 7 properties that are on the nationally registered Gold Coast Historic District will be torn down to make that happen. And she has pictures of them, included this on Facebook. 4 of the properties are like Granada Apartments, now built in 1928. Spanish Mission style, others by well-known architects of the time. One house was owned by an art dealer, well-known art dealer. Another was built by an early Omaha surgeon. Another was a home to a colonel in the Civil War. I mean, just a ton of history.
Yeah.
And so these are going to go away for this new UNMC housing that they've been planning to do.
Yeah, that's bad.
But maybe some of the neighbors didn't know that. And, you know, there might be, maybe there should have been a little more heads up, hey, yeah, thinking about this, or does anybody have a better idea? You know, kind of thing. So we didn't have to, that whole area is just, I mean, the history is deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad to see Omaha getting rid of so much history.
Building. I know I'm all for progress and, you know, companies getting bigger, schools getting bigger, whatever. But I mean, some of those things are priceless. You can't get rid of those.
Yeah. Yeah, you just can't replace it. And the other story has to do with last week on April 15th. It was the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. 1912 is when that happened. There's an Omaha connection. Either it's fallen out all these years. I didn't have room to store it anymore. I don't know, or I just never knew this. But there was Emil Brandeis of Omaha was a passenger on the ship. And I'm going to just grab this real quick. So he was the son of the department store's founder, Brandeis Department Store. He was returning from a European vacation when the ship sunk. So 1,500 people perished. Recovery of bodies taking quite a while. And his body was recovered a week later. In his pockets, he probably grabbed everything he could from his room. He had $16,500 in cash.
Jeez.
Adjusted for inflation, nearly $500,000. Today.
Can you imagine putting $500,000 in cash in your pocket? You have to have cargo pants. You couldn't even do it. You couldn't even do it.
I don't think he had on cargo pants. But those at his memorial called him very friendly, a true leader, generous and charitable. But yeah, he was found with $16,500. So no doubt traveling. We didn't have traveler's checks, I'm pretty sure. So he's traveling and had his cash with him, and he grabbed it all and put it in his pants and hope for the best.
Wow.
Over a million. That's insane.
That is insane.
Isn't that crazy?
It's craziness. Yeah.
So there's that. I'm almost overcome by fumes right now. I was out this morning driving around and had to run to Lincoln real early this morning. And then on the way back, stopped and got gas. And when I got done getting gas and I took the hose out of the pump or the hose out of the car, and it splashed my shoe.
Ugh, with gas. The worst.
Good. My whole house.
Yeah.
I still have them on. I need to get, they're just, yeah. It wasn't wet. It's just like a light splash, but it was enough.
That's potent. And it's good. It smells good for a minute, but then it starts getting bad.
I don't know if it ever smells good. Does it? I don't know.
Seriously? You've never bent down and taken a pull when you're getting gas?
No, I have not ever taken a pull.
Try it. Well, I guess you can just smell your shoe now. Yeah. I think it's probably stinks a little bit now because it's, I mean, it stinks all the time, but more so because it's on like a fixed thing. But if you're smelling a vape, also, public service, I don't recommend you doing this. Anybody listening legally, I don't recommend you doing this. But if it happened to happen, it smells good for like a second and a half, and then it gets obnoxious.
I had to roll down the windows on the way home. I was so mad because it just splashed a little and I couldn't even see where I was like, did that get me? Because I was like looking at it and it looked like, oh, I see the outline of my shoe. It looks like I bet it hit my shoe on that side. Then I'm driving home like, geez, it smells terrible. And if you get on your hands, you can't get off your hands either.
Mm-mm. No, that's I always made fun of my dad for wearing gas gloves. Everybody made fun of him. But now it makes sense. Chicken wing gloves make sense. A lot more things
trash
make sense. The older I get.
Trash gloves. Yes. Gas gloves. Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's about it. I think I'm going to hold off on, I've got some stuff. I love the smell of fresh gas. Oh, Becky.
I know. Same Becky.
Smell of money anymore. Mm. It kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have some stuff put together. Some more stories have been coming out about Diddy, because you know, Diddy went away. Mm-hmm. Diddy gets called out. Diddy has his homes raided. All this other stuff. I don't know. Do we have time? Do we want to? I mean, how can we not have time? Do you have time?
Yeah, I have something at 12:30, but that's 27 minutes and I need to slam in a sandwich between then and now.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll leave it at this because I need to do a little more digging because there are some other things, some spinoff stories that are in this that start popping up, but it has to do with Diddy and his parties that he used to have. And some of the parties, there were some videos that were released recently that show Kim Kardashian, Khloe and Kourtney. And some are saying that those being released were almost a warning shot. Because remember, we were talking about Kris being kind of freaked because she was at a lot of his parties. And there are ways to connect her 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When they were just coming on the scene. So this would like 2004. So this would have been post Night in Paris, post Kim's video, like right in that same time frame.
Yeah.
And Kim was Paris Hilton's assistant and they were trying to make it make a splash. And people that were involved in that, and Diddy was part of this. And so these new videos that are coming out, they're saying the reason they were put out was because they were kind of like, just remember we have videos.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that's what it is.
So allegedly he has videos.
If he does have videos, I'm sure that's what it is.
Compromising videos of celebrities, politicians, preachers, their family members that came to the show, like stars would come or wannabe stars with their parents because some of the kids. And then it gets into the whole conversation about talking about Bieber, talking about Usher, talking about because how Diddy was involved in all of those as well. Just some really strange connections. So I'm digging around in this because not a lot's out there about Diddy right now. I don't know.
I know he's just kind of gone off the face of the earth.
And I think he's protected. There is still, if you hadn't heard us talking about this before too, there's conversations that he may have some connection with the government somehow as a Fed, not fully, but you know, like a source, a resource, asset, kind of like what Epstein was, and that he had the goods. So he was dirty. So they were willing to get down and play in the mud with him because then they could get somebody else or get what they wanted.
Well, like Epstein, if he walks into a room and he notices the cameras are not turned on, he better be careful.
Right?
Yep.
So there you go. So some fun stuff there. Jonathan Driscoll, nice to see you too. That's nice. Thank you. We miss you too. I follow his stuff too. We've had John on our show before and his wife from Ukraine, his children from Ukraine, when he worked in Ukraine. He's got some amazing stuff, but you should follow him also because he's got some great updates and trying to help the people of Ukraine that do not have anything to do with their government. So they're in serious need. That's for sure. But anyway, good to see you. So, hey, I'm thinking 11:30 on a Monday kind of works.
Sounds good to me. I'm good.
Or 11:40.
I'll just make sure to get my or 11:41 or whatever. Ish. It's a loose 11:30. Yeah.
Yeah. Go slam your sandwich and get your meeting.
Slam my Sammy. All right, you guys, thanks for watching. Make sure if you're just listening to this, we do this every Monday, like Jill just said, and then rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast and helps other people find it. Thanks. Have a fantastic rest of the week. See you guys later.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.